الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue our readings in عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة by the great scholar and Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى. We have come to the portion about believing in the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the author, he says, فَصْلٌ وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And we believe in the angels of Allah the Most High. وَأَنَّهُمْ عِبَادٌ مُقْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. And that they are honored slaves of Allah, and they do not precede Him in speech. And by His command, they act and implement. They act and implement. So we begin discussing now, after the discussion related to al-imanu billahi azza wa jal, believing in Allah. Now the second pillar from the great pillars of al-iman is to believe in the angels of Allah azza wa jal. And all of these six pillars that we are discussing here from the creed of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, al-imanu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawm al-akhir, وَالْإِمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, the six pillars of al-Iman that are well known. This is the foundation and the fundamental of the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah as has preceded. But the point to make now and to remind my noble brothers, barakallahu fikum, that after that first principle is established, the pillar of believing in Allah Azza wa Jal, all of the other pillars after that, they're based upon that and proceeding from that. And it's clear here what the author is saying, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ. We believe in the angels of Allah. We believe in the angels of Allah. And like this, Allah, as well, He has mentioned in His book, whenever He mentions these principles together in a number of verses in the Noble Quran, He will mention believing in Allah and believing in the last day and believing in His angels and believing in His books and believing in His messengers. So the angels, they're the angels of Allah. And we believe in them based upon our belief in Allah. And the books, there are the books, the revelation of Allah. And we believe in them based upon our belief in Allah. And the prophets and messengers, they're the prophets and messengers of Allah. And we believe in them based upon our belief in Allah. And likewise, the last day, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment and accountability, this is the day for the meeting of Allah. For the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, believing in the decree, in the power and authority and command of Allah Azza wa Jal and His supreme will, and that nothing happens except with His knowledge and permission and according to what He has allowed in His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So believing in Allah, this is the foundation and the fundamental, and based upon that, likewise, we believe in His angels. Based upon that, likewise, we believe in His angels. كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. And in this manner, and likewise, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked about al-iman, akhbirni an al-iman, he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al-iman an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, until the end of that portion of the narration. The point is that believing in Allah is the foundation, and this is the most important affair, to have the proper creed and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be able to single Him out for all of His rights, tabaraka wa ta'ala, and His lordship, and His command, and His authority, and His power, and His knowledge, and His wisdom, all of His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and likewise to single Him out with all actions of love, and devotion, and servitude, and surrender, and submission, with hope, and fear, and trust, and reliance, and sincere devotion, and servitude, and believing in that which He has ordered us to believe in. And from that is believing in His angels, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, al-imanu bil malaika, to believe in the angels, we mention a principle here in general that will benefit us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this chapter and the chapters to come. And this chapter here and the chapters to come, al-imanu bil malaika, is to believe in the angels, means ijmalan fi ma ujmil wa tafsilan fi ma fusil. Ijmalan fi ma ujmil wa tafsilan fi ma fusil. To believe in the angels, meaning to believe in them in general, and that which has been mentioned generally in the authentic text, and to believe in the details and that which has come in detail. but even detail, and the detailed evidence is in text, and the detailed information and that which has come in detail. إجمالاً فيما أجمل وتفصيلاً فيما فصل. إجمالاً فيما أجمل وتفصيلاً فيما فصل. So we believe in the angels in general and that which has come in general, and in specific detail and that which has come in detail. And that which has come in detail. And there are a number of issues to discuss here. To summarize, in general, there are the existence of the angels. The existence of the angels. And then likewise, their names. And also their numbers. And also their descriptions. And also their functions. And the actions that they have been entrusted to perform by the command and permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the angels, they are the angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, a creation that is a creation from Allah, ibadun mukramun. They are honorable, noble slaves that Allah He has created. That Allah He has created. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, khuliqat al-malaikatu min nur. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the angels, they're created from light. So they're a creation that exists. They're a creation that exists from the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And their name is the al-malaika. Al-malaika, angels. And the singular form of that is malak. Malak with a fatha on the lam. Malakun. Malak wa malaika. If you change the haraka on the lam, it will change the meaning on the singular form. If you change the haraka on the lam from a fatha to a kasra, it changes the meaning. We have the meem and the lam and the kaf. The meem and the lam and the kaf. If you have a fatha on the meem and the lam, you say malak. This means angel. This means angel. But if you have a fatha on the meem and a kasra, you say malik. Malik. This means king. This means king. So we're not talking about al-malik. We're not talking about the king. We're talking about al-malik, the angels. So the word al-malik, it means angel. But also it's ism jins. So it's originally, it has a meaning. It has a singular meaning, but also it has a general meaning. So it could be used to refer to the plural as well. Any of the species of angels. Al-Malik. But the specific plural is Malaika. Malaika. And from here, the people of Nahras, they mentioned that the word Malaika, it comes from the word Aluka. The word Aluka. Al-Aluka, it means Ar-Risala. It means Ar-Risala. And the angels, they are created for a purpose and wisdom that Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows, and He has made them. He has made them messengers. He has made them messengers with wings, 2, 3, and 4. And as Allah He likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning of Surah Al-Fatir. Alhamdulillah, fatir al-samawati wal-ard, ja'il al-malaika rusulan, uli ajnihatin mathna wa thulatha wa ruba', yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha, inna allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. Alhamdulillah, fatir al-samawati wal-ard. All praises to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. جَعِلْ الْمَلَائِكَ رُسُولًا. Who has made the angels messengers. أُولِي أَجْنِهَا. He has made the angels messengers that have they possess wings. مَثْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ. Some of them with 2, others with 3, and some with 4. يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءَ. And Allah, He increases in His creation as He wills. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah, He has the ability to do all things. So we believe in the angels. This is the issue here. We read what the author, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, keeping in mind the general belief in that which has come in general, and the detailed, specific belief in that which has come, and detailed and specifically. This is with regards to their names, al-asma, and also their numbers, al-a'dad, and also the awsaf, their descriptions, and their traits, al-awsaf, and also their functions and the actions that they perform and the deeds that they have been entrusted to by the command of Allah. Al-Wadha'if. Al-Wadha'if. These four affairs here. And under these issues here are a number of topics likewise. So again, the author, he says, نُؤْمِنُ بِمَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّهُمْ عِبَادٌ مُقْرَمُونَ لَا يَسْبِقُونَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. That we believe in the angels of Allah the Most High, and that they are honored slaves, and they do not precede Him in speech, and by His command they act. And by His command they act. Meaning that the angels, they do not have free will. from the traits of the angels is that they do what they're commanded, and they do not speak except with the permission of Allah and that which Allah has allowed. And they do not move or act except at the command of Allah and that which Allah has permitted. لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not disobey Allah and that which He has ordered them. They do not disobey Allah and that which He has ordered them, and they do whatever they are commanded. Allah, He mentioned about those angels likewise, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. And we do not descend, and we do not descend except at the command of your Lord. So the angels, they're honored slaves, and they're noble, and they're pious and pure, and they're righteous, and they're good, and they do whatever they are commanded. And they do whatever they are commanded. They do not disobey the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. The author, he says, خَلَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِن نُورٍ. This portion here is missing from some of the texts that we have. The words min nur, min nur. If this is missing from the text that you have, then you should add it there. It should be there. You find it? خَلَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Is it in yours? You don't have the who has the text? Do you have it? It doesn't have it in there. You add it there. After the word ta'ala, you put a mark like this. It's called lahaq. A lahaq that points to the side, and then on the side you write min nur. Min nur. And this is something that's missing in some of the prints, but it's not missing in all of them. And it's intended to be here. خَلَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِن نُورٍ. Allah the Most High created them from light. فَقَامُوا بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَانْقَادُوا لِطَاعَتِهِ. So, and they established His worship, and they complied to Him in obedience. They established His worship and complied to Him in obedience. لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لَا يَفْتُرُونَ. He mentions that about them, that Allah, He has created them from light, and they have established His worship, and they comply in obedience to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not too proud to worship Him, nor are they weary or tired in His worship. And they glorify His praises in the night and the day, and they never slacken or fall weak. They never slacken or fall weak or become bored. And they do not become tired in the worship and devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلَقَهُمْ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مِن نُورٍ. The author, he says, that Allah the Most High has created the angels from light. This is in reference to a narration that is narrated by Aisha radiallahu anha. Authentic narration on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِن نُورٍ. That the angels, they are created from light. وَخُلِقَ الْجَانِ مِن مَارِجٍ مِن نَارٍ. And the jinn, they are created from the blazing flame of the fire, from the blazing flame of the fire. وَخُلِقَ آدَمْ مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. مِمَّا وُصِفَ لَكُمْ. And Adam, he was created from what has been described for you. Meaning well known what Adam was created. He's created from the clay. And his progeny are created from sperm, the mixed fluid, which is well known. The shahid, what the author is saying, is mentioned here. And this authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِن نُورٍ. That the angels, they are created from light. The angels, they're created from light. The author, he says, حَجَبَهُمَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا. حَجَبَهُمَ اللَّهُ عَنَّا فَلَا نَرَاهُمْ. And Allah, He has concealed them from us, so therefore we do not see them. Meaning that this is from the belief in the unseen. Believing in the angels is from al-imanu bil-ghayb. Wal-iman al-nafi' huwa al-imanu bil-ghayb. Al-iman al-nafi' huwa al-imanu bil-ghayb. And from al-imanu bil-ghayb, from believing in the unseen, is believing in the angels. And the belief, the iman that is beneficial, that will benefit a person in this life and in the hereafter, is believing in the unseen. As for whenever the unseen becomes seen, meaning like at the time of death, whenever a person is certain and he sees the angels at this time, believing will not benefit him if he did not believe before. And no righteous deeds that will not benefit him had he not performed them before. Had he not performed them before. So he's saying here that the angels, Allah Azza wa Jal, He has concealed them from us. So we are not able to see them. وَرُبَّمَا كَشَفَهُمْ لِبَعْضِ عِبَادِهِ. But maybe Allah, or sometimes Allah, He will reveal them to some of His slaves. And some people, certain times, certain individuals may be allowed to see the angels. May be allowed to see the angels. فَقَدْ رَأَى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل على صورته له 600 جناح قد سد الأفق. Because indeed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw Jibril, the best of the angels, in his true form. He saw Jibril in his true form, and he had 600 wings, and they had blocked the entire horizon. And meaning at the vast large size of this angel, the angel Jibril alayhi salam, that his body and his wings had blocked the entire horizon, had blocked the entire horizon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he referred to this in his book subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Najm. And Allah, he mentioned in this chapter, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. And Allah, he says, I swear by the star whenever it goes down or whenever it vanishes, that your companion, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has neither gone astray nor has he erred, nor does he speak of his own desires. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. It is only a revelation revealed. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى. And he has been taught, meaning this Quran, by one with might and power, meaning in reference to Jibril. It is Jibril who has descended with the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching him the revelation at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى. One free from any defect in body and mind. Then he, meaning Jibril, in his real shape, as created by Allah, rose and became stable. وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى. While Jibril, he was in the highest part of the horizon. ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى. And then he approached and came closer, meaning Jibril, he came close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدَنَا. And he was at a distance of two bows length, or even nearer. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. And so at this time Allah revealed to his slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that which was revealed, meaning by way of the noble angel Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is one of those times whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he saw Jibril in his true shape that Allah had created him. And it's been narrated by Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu and collected in Bukhari and Muslim that he said, Inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wasalam ra'a Jibril lahu 600 janah. That indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw Jibril, he had 600 wings. He had 600 wings. So this is established in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Jibril, and that Jibril, he had 600 wings. This narration also has been collected by Al-Imam Ahmed with a longer wording and been declared authentic by Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. And in this narration, he says, radiyallahu anhu, ra'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Jibril ala suratihi, wa lahu 600 janah. The messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Jibril and his shape that he was created, and his true shape and form that he was created, and he had 600 wings. Kullu janah minhu qad sadda arufuq. Every one of his wing had blocked the entire horizon. This is what the author he's referring to here. This is what the author, rahimahullah, he's referring to here. يَسْقُطُ مِنْ جَنَاحِهِ مِنَ التَّهَاوِيلِ وَالدُّرُّ وَالْيَاقُوتِ مَا اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And falling from his wings, and whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him, he saw him in this large shape, in this manner, blocking the entire horizon with 600 wings. Allahu Akbar, mentioning likewise that all different colors from pearls and rubies and gems are falling from his wings. Many different wonderful and beautiful colors that was also seen any from him alayhi salatu wasalam. And it's been collected by Imam al-Bukhari from the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu anha that she says, Ra'a an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam Jibril ala suratihi marratain. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Jibril in his true shape and form two times. Both of them are mentioned in Surah An-Najm. The first time is that which was mentioned here, whenever the revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The other time after this, the verses continue, and Allah azza wa jalla, he mentioned about his Prophet, وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى. And indeed, he, meaning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw Jibreel at a second time, at a second descent, عند سدرة المنتهى, near the Sidra al-Muntaha, which is the low tree of the utmost boundary over the seventh heaven beyond which none can pass. عندها جنة المأوى, and near it is the paradise of abode. Meaning also in the Isra and the Mi'raj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw Jibreel again in his form that he was created. As for the other times, then he's seen him the majority of the time as in the image of a man. This is what the author he's mentioning now. So this is what he's saying. فَقَدْ رَأَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَى صُورَتِهِ لَهُ 600 جَنَاحٍ قَدْ سَدَّ الْأُفُقَ. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw Jibreel in his true shape and form. He had 600 wings that had blocked the entire horizon. وَتَمَثَّلَ جِبْرِيلُ لِي مَرْيَمَ بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا فَخَاطَبَتْهُ وَخَاطَبَهَا فَخَاطَبَتْهُ وَخَاطَبَهَا. And likewise, Jibreel, he came to Maryam in the shape and the form of a upright human being. And she spoke to him, and he spoke to her. And she spoke to him, and he spoke to her. And this is in reference to what Allah Azza wa Jal had mentioned of the story of Maryam in Surah Maryam. And Allah, he mentioned, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his noble book, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. And we sent to her, meaning to Maryam alayhi salam, Jibreel, and he appeared before her in the form of a man in all respects. And he appeared before her in the form of a man, and exactly and precisely. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She said, indeed, I seek refuge. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. She said, verily, I seek refuge with the most gracious from you, if you are truly one who fears Allah Azza wa Jal. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما سويا. So at this time, Jibreel, he said to Maryam that I am only a messenger from your Lord, and I have come to announce to you the gift of a righteous son. قالت أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغية. So she said, how can I have a son when no man has touched me, nor have I been unchaste, nor have I been unchaste. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقَضِيًّا. He said, and Jibreel alayhi salam, so it will be. Your Lord has said that is easy for me. And Allah, he says, and we wish to appoint him as a sign to mankind and a mercy from us. And it is a matter that has been decreed. And it is a matter that has been decreed. So the angel Jibreel, he was seen by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his true form. And likewise, he was seen by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and a number of his companions in the form of a man, and also in the previous nations as well. Jibreel, he was seen, like here we see, as the Shaykh he's mentioning, by Maryam, the mother of Isa alayhi salam, and she spoke to him and he spoke to her, and she spoke to him and he spoke to her. وَأَتَى إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَعِنْدَهُ الصَّحَابَةُ بِصُورَةِ رَجُلٍ لَا يُعْرَفُ وَلَا يُرَى عَلَيْهِ أَثَرُ سَفَرٍ شَدِيدَ بَيَاضِ الثِّيَابِ شَدِيدَ سَوَادِ الشَّعْرِ فَجَلَسَ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَوَضَعَ كَفَيْهِ عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ وَخَاطَبَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَخَاطَبَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَخْبَرَ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه أنه جبريل. أنه جبريل. And likewise, he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was with his companions in the form of a man. And no one knows who he was. He came in the form of a man. No one knew who he was. And there was no apparent traces of traveling. And he had an extremely white garment on. And likewise, his hair was extremely black. Until he sat in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam so close that he put his knees up to his knees, that he put his knees up to the knees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he put his palms on his lap, and then he spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet spoke to him. And then after he left, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed his companions that indeed that was Jibreel. Innahu Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum dinakum. Indeed, that was Jibreel. He said to Umar, Ya Umar, atadri man as-sa'il? Umar, do you know who the questioner was? And then Umar, he said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Allah and his messenger know better. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innahu Jibreel atakum yu'allimukum deenakum. Indeed, that was Jibreel, the noble angel. He came to teach you your religion. And he referring to the well-known narration that we all have memorized and know very well. Alhamdulillah, Hadith Jibreel. Whenever he came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the religion. About the religion. So the angels, they are from the affairs of the unseen. And the people, they're not able to see them. Although if Allah wills for certain individuals and certain circumstances, they will be able to see them. They will be able to see them. But people in these days should not hasten and should not think that everything that appears in front of them is an angel. Because sometimes what will appear in front of them is a devil claiming to be an angel to mislead the people in the lights like this and so on and so forth. So just because a person, maybe he will see something strange or think that he sees something in the air or a light or someone around him and the likes like this, this does not always necessarily mean that that will be an angel. The origin is that the angels from the affairs of the unseen. You're not able to see them. You're not able to see them. And they will only be seen at certain times and for certain people in certain situations. And the origin is that they will not be seen except whenever a person dies. Except whenever a person dies. And the angels, they will either come granting glad tidings or they will come to punish and to smite the face in the back. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ So the author, he says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أَعْمَالٍ كُلِّفُ بِهَا And we believe that the angels, they have actions, they have deeds that they have been entrusted to perform. They have been entrusted to perform. This is with regards to the wadaif, the functions and the actions that the angels, they perform. He mentioned a number of them. And he says, فَمِنْهُمْ جِبْرِيلٌ this is, and he's going to mention some of their names likewise as well. And either some of them, they have special actions that they perform by the command of Allah. And even more specific, some of them have also names that they're known by. Now, this is what he's discussing here. فَمِنْهُمْ جِبْرِيلُ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِالْوَحْيِ يَنْزِلُ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ أَنْبِيَائِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ And from them is Jibreel, the one who is entrusted to the revelation. And he descends with the revelation from Allah upon whomever Allah wills from his prophets and messengers. From his prophets and messengers. Jibreel, he's the most noble and the best of the angels. And he's been entrusted to the best of affairs. And that is to bring the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the prophets and messengers. Allah, he mentioned in his book, نَزَلَ بِهِ أَرُوحُ الْأَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ And the trustworthy spirit, the trustworthy soul had descended with it, meaning Jibreel. He's known as الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ, the trustworthy ruh, and also is known as ruh al-Qudus, the holy and the pure ruh, meaning the spirit or the soul. This is in reference to Jibreel alayhi salam. And the trustworthy spirit had descended with it upon your heart, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may be from the warners. And in the mundhirin, the nadir is a rasul. And the nudur, or the mundhirin, they are the rusul. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received revelation. And it was Jibreel who descended with that, the one who is trustworthy. The one who is trustworthy, descending with that revelation by the command of Allah azza wa jal, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bilisan in arabiyyan mubin, in the clear Arabic, in the clear Arabic language, in the clear Arabic language. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مِكَائِيلُ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِالْمَطَرِ وَالنَّبَاتِ And from them likewise, another angel. His name is Mikael. His name is Mikael. Jibreel and Mikael, these angels, these names here, they're pronounced in a number of different ways. You can say Jibreel or Jibra'il, and there are many other ways to pronounce this word likewise. Some of the most famous or well-known ways, Jibreel and Jibra'il. But there are other pronunciations which are correct likewise. And also Mikael. It has come in the Quran, Mikael. Mikael. Mikael is Mikael. Mikael is Mikael. There's a number of ways to pronounce the name of this angel likewise. So the angel Mikael or Mikael, he's al-muwakkil bil-matari wa-nabat. He's the one who's been entrusted to the rain and vegetation. He's been entrusted to the rain and vegetation. And this is from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, ghaniyun hamid. He does not need anything, and none of his creation benefits him and he's not need of any of his creation whatsoever, and that none of his creation helps him or supports him or benefits him in any manner. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is free of all needs, worthy of all praise, but he has created his creation, and he has set in charge of these affairs, some of his angels from a wisdom from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a wisdom from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they dispose of affairs at the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. At the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. From that Mika'il, he is in charge of the affairs related to the rain and the crops. The rain and the crops. وَمِنْهُمْ إِسْرَافِيلُ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِالنَّفْخِ فِي الصُّورِ حِينَ السَّعْقُ وَالنُّشُورِ. And from the angels likewise is one, his name is Israfil. And he's been entrusted to blowing in the trumpet whenever it will be blown twice, a sack on the shore, and whenever the trumpet will be blown, nefchatu as sack, and this is whenever he will be ordered, and he will blow on the trumpet, on the horn, and everything that is alive will fall unconscious and die, and then he will blow another time, wanufiqa fihi ukhra. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And then it will be blown into a second time, and they'll be brought back to life. So the one who is in charge and entrusted with this affair, his name is Israfil. He's a great noble. He's a great noble angel who's been entrusted to the issue of النَّفْخُ فِي الصُّورِ. As-sur, meaning the horn or the trumpet. And he's the one who is entrusted to blow. There will be two. نَفْخَةُ السَّعْقِ and نَفْخَةُ and nushur, or bath, or nushur. One time it will be blown, and everything alive will die. Everything alive will fall unconscious or die. And then after that, there will be another time. It will be blown again, and everything will be brought back to life. Everyone will be brought back to life in a new life, and ready to be taken to account. These issues, inshallah, they will come in our discussion with regards to the belief in the last day. So here are three angels mentioned by names with specific functions. Jibra'il, Mika'il, Israfil. Jibra'il, Mika'il, Israfil. Jibra'il, he's entrusted to the revelation, the best of the angels, the most noble. And likewise, Mika'il, he's entrusted to the affair of the rain and the crops. And Israfil, he's entrusted to blowing on the trumpet on the day of resurrection at the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to establish the hour. And these three angels, they have been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly in a narration that has come in Sahih Muslim from the Haditha Aisha radiallahu anha. She was asked about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to begin the night prayer. كيف كان يفتتح صلاة الليل? How did he used to open the night prayer? And before actually beginning his recitation, after making the takbir sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the supplication that he would make? And she mentioned, radiallahu anha, كان إذا قام من الليل افتتح صلاته, that whenever he stood up for the night prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would open up his prayer, meaning the opening supplication after takbirat al-ihram. It's called dua al-istiftah. We took this in the book, Umdat al-Ahkam. There's a number of them. Here's one specifically in the night prayer. She said that he would open his night prayer like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma rabba Jibra'il, wa Mika'il, wa Israfil, fatir as-samawati wal-ard, alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fima kanu fihi ikhtalifun, ihdini lima ikhtulifa fihi min al-haqqi bi-idhnika, innaka tahdi man tasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. O Allah, the Lord of Jibra'il, and Mika'il, and Israfil, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the knower of the unseen and the seen. Indeed, you judge amongst your slaves and that which they differ. God, therefore, guide me to that which they differ and to the truth by your permission. Indeed, you guide whom you will to the straight path. Indeed, you guide whom you will to the straight path. This is a supplication that one he will make every night. Every night, praying the night prayer, or praying the witted prayer, and after the Isha time, sometime before the rising of the Fajr, he will open the prayer in this manner with the supplication. And there are great benefits in reflecting and pondering over these meanings. And the Shahid for now is the mention of these three angels by name. Jibra'il, Mikael, and Israfil. So these are from the angels that we believe in specifically. And they have functions that they're entrusted to, that they perform, that we believe in specifically. That we believe in specifically. There's an angel, his name is Jibreel. He's the best of them. He descended on the prophets and messengers with revelation, with guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal, with guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal. There's an angel likewise entrusted to the rain and entrusted to the vegetation. And the angel here, Israfil, he's the one entrusted to blowing on the trumpet, blowing on the horn to announce the day of resurrection. And then the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الْمُوَكَّلُ بِقَبْضِ الْأَرْوَاحِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And from them is the angel of death. And from them is the angel of death who has been entrusted to taking the souls at the time of death. Who have been entrusted to taking the souls at the time of death. And to reflect and ponder over these affairs is of utmost importance. Likewise, he's going to mention there are also angels that are entrusted to bringing the souls into the wombs of the mothers at the time. At the time of creation, at the time of creating the fetus and bringing life to the womb, there's an angel that will bring the life, that will bring the life and bring the soul by the permission of Allah. And whenever Allah decrees that that life will end, there's another angel that will come to take it, that will take it. And you cannot run from the angels, and you cannot hide from them. You cannot run from the angels, and you cannot hide from them. Rather, you should be shy from them, because they're noble angels. And from the benefits of knowing that they're noble, if you are required to honor your guest, then from the best and most noble of guests are the angels that are with you. So you should try to honor them and make sure they don't write anything against you that you feel shame to find on the day of resurrection. Allah, He says, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. That say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَتَوَفَاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. That say to them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the angel of death will take your souls. He will take your souls, the one who has been entrusted to you. ثُمَّ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. And then to your Lord you will return. And then to your Lord you will return. So there's an angel of death who takes the souls. And likewise, lahu a'wan, he has also helpers. And it's mentioned that the angel of death, he is the one who takes the souls. And as soon as he takes the soul, after that, there are other angels ready to take the soul from him. And they will shroud it, and they will rise with it. And they will rise with it in the manner that is well known. And those souls that are pious and righteous and pure and clean, they're honored. They're honored, and they're shrouded in the best manner. And those who are tainted and wicked and evil, then they are not honored. Rather, they're disgraced. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ. So a believer, he must remember these affairs. He has a soul, and there's an angel who brought his soul, and there's an angel who will take his soul. So no one knows whenever the angel will come for his soul. And that's not important to know, but what is important is what state am I in whenever he comes? What state are you in whenever he comes? So for a person to be aware of his soul and to take care of his soul by cultivating his soul upon sincere faith and piety and righteousness and compliance to the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَلَكُ الْجِبَالِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِهَا. And from them, and from the angels likewise, the angel of the mountains who has been entrusted to the mountains. Meaning there's an angel that is entrusted to the mountains. There's an angel that has been entrusted to the mountains. It's come from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, mentioning the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he went to Ta'if, and after Abu Talib had died, and after Khadija radiallahu anha, she had died, and the harms became great, and the persecution became severe. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to Ta'if, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to call those people there and to see if they will believe in him and support him and follow him, and they persecuted him and belittled him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whenever he's leaving, Jibreel, he appeared to him, and also another angel, that angel, he was Malik al-Jibal. He was the angel of the mountains. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in shi'ta an utbika alayhim al-akhshabain. He said, if you like, then I will cause these two mountains to crush them and to fall on them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, bal arju an yukhrij Allahu من أسلابهم من يعبد الله وحده لا يشرك به شيئا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, rather give them respite. I hope that Allah will bring from their progeny, and from their lineage, those who will worship Allah alone and not associate any partners with Him. The point is that the angel of the mountains came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from here we know that there is an angel who is entrusted to the mountains. The Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَالِكٌ خَازِنُ النَّارِ. And from them, and from the angels, one, his name is Malik. This is another one we know by his name. This is another angel we know by his name. خَازِنُ النَّارِ. He is the guardian of the hellfire. He is the guardian of the hellfire, and the caretaker of the hellfire. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the guardians or the caretakers, those who are entrusted to the hellfire, they're angels. And it's been mentioned that there's a number of them. And they are known as Az-Zabaniyah. They are known as Az-Zabaniyah. Az-Zabaniyah, meaning they're the guardians of the hellfire. And the head of them are 19. And the leader of them is Malik. And the leader of them is Malik. And it has come a number of evidences with regards to Malik and these other angels, which are the guardians of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكْ لِيَقَضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. That in the hellfire, the people in the hellfire, they will call. They will call Malik. They will call out for him, and they will call him to call on Allah to end their life. To end their life. And you just call on your Lord, so he will do away with us, so he will kill us. Because they're not living a life of pleasure, and they will not die, so the pain will cease. They're in the hellfire eternally, in punishment and disgrace and torture and torment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكُ. And he will say to them, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. قَدْ جِئْنَا بُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَكْثَرُكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. They said, indeed, we came to you with the truth, and the majority of you dislike the truth. Dislike the truth. So they'll be belittled. So the point is that there is an angel, his name is Malik, and he is Khazin al Nar. And likewise, there are others along with him. And Allah, He mentioned about them, فَلْيَدْعُوا نَادِيَ سَنَادُوا الزَّبَانِيَ. This is in reference to those other angels. Let them call his helper or his counsels. Anyone he wants to call. The one who was harming the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, indeed, we're going to call الزَّبَانِيَ, the guardians of the hellfire. And Abu Jahl, whatever he's harming the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will call the guardians of the hellfire. Call your helpers, then we will call the guardians of the hellfire. Then we'll call the guardians of the hellfire. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned about those angels, those who are the guardians of the hellfire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Then these angels say, O you who believe, save yourselves and your family from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. From the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Around this fire, and in charge of this fire, malaika. غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. They're stern and severe. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They do not disobey Allah and what He has commanded. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they do whatever they have been commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا سَقَرْ لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ لَوَّاحَةُ لِلْبَشَرْ عَلَيْهَا 19. Allah, He says, and what will cause you to know? And how will you know what is the blazing fire? لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَذَرْ. It does not leave any sinner behind, and nor does it leave any skin except it's burnt and darkened. Except it's burnt and black. لَوَّاحَةُ لِلْبَشَرْ. That it burns up the skin until it's black. It burns up and blackens the skin. And then Allah, He says, عَلَيْهَا 19. And in charge of the hellfire are 19. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ إِلَّا مَلَائِكَةً. We have not set as protectors of the fire or guardians of the fire except for angels. This has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He mentioned on the day of resurrection, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَهَا 70,000 زِمَامٍ. That on the day of resurrection, وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. In reference to the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla in Surah Al-Fajr, وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمَ. And on that day, on the day of resurrection, the fire will be brought. The blazing fire, the Jahannam, will be brought. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, yu'ta bi jahannam yawma idin laha 70 alfa zimam, that the hellfire will be brought on that day and it has 70,000 reins. Ma'a kulli zimamin 70 alfa malik yajurunaha, and at every rein the 70,000 angels pulling it, meaning that the hellfire is something vast and large. And likewise, the numbers of the angels are many. There, imagine this great number here. These are just from those who are entrusted to bringing the hellfire. And others there are 19, a specific number, that are entrusted to guarding the guardians of the hellfire. So, as I mentioned before, ijma'an fima ujmil wa tafsilan fima fusil. Yani in general, in that which has come in general, and in detail, in that which has come in detail, with regards to these names, the names, and likewise the numbers, and also with regards to the attributes, and as well as their functions. All of this is coming and mentioned in these texts. The Shaykh is mentioned in a very brief and summarized manner. So we mention some evidences supporting that which he has mentioned here for the benefit of seeing the truth and taking an admonition. Yani because we believe in angels. And if we're to try to bring all of the evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah with regards to the texts that have come about the angels, there's so many. There's so many verses in the book of Allah about angels. Many times when the angels are mentioned, they're mentioned, they're glorifying Allah. They're praising Allah. And also sometimes they're making supplication and dua for the believers. And other times they're smiting the backs and the faces of the disbelievers. If you were to see, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذَا الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسُكُمْ, If you were just to see, whenever the disbelievers, the oppressors, the wrongdoers, they're in the pains of death. They're in the pains of death, and the angels are stretching out their hands. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسُكُمْ, bring out your souls. And so there's angels that will humiliate and punish those who disbelieve. Disbelief is nothing light, and disobedience likewise is nothing mild. It's nothing light. These affairs, they're major. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has angels. And those who do not believe in them, Allah, He swore by them. وَالنَّازِيَاتِ غَرْقَى. If you don't believe in the angels, I swear by the angels that will strip the souls of those who are wicked and evil. They'll strip the souls of those who are wicked and evil. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. And likewise, swearing by those angels as well, that gently take out the souls of those who believe. If Allah Azza wa Jalla, He swears by something, is to indicate the greatness of that affair. Allah, He swears by the angels who strip the souls of the wicked. Allah, He swears by the angels, likewise, who take the souls of the righteous and the pious. So the souls, they will be taken. How will they be taken? This is what we should consider. And this is what we should think for. If we have love for ourselves, then we should think about how our soul will be taken. If we have love for our wife or our spouse, we have love for our son or our daughter, we should think about how their soul will be taken. Some people, they claim to love their children and their family, and they let them follow their desires and their whims, and they help them upon a foul way. And in reality, if that angel comes upon that way, it will not be nice for them. The angels take the soul of the wicked violently. Violence out of this world, not like in this life. It's another life after that. So if we love ourselves and our families, then we have to strive to cultivate ourselves first and foremost, and those under our care, upon al-imanu billah wa malaikatihi, believing in Allah and believing in His angels, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa yawm al-akhir wa al-qadri khayrihi wa sharri. This is the means of success. This is the means of safety. This is the means of happiness. This is the means of joy, to have the proper creed and to have the favor of Allah, that creed will rest in the heart until a person, he believes. And his belief is seen in his statements and his actions and his manner and his conduct and the way that he carries himself in his daily life, in his home, in his masjid, in his car, in his market, wherever he may be, with those who believe and with those who do not believe. Because Allah, He can see wherever we are, and He can hear whatever we say, and we cannot hide from Him, nor can we flee. So the only way to be safe is to flee to Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you try to call someone to help you, Sanadu Zabaniya. Allah, He will call the angels. You cannot escape. So we're slaves of Allah Azza wa Jal. The best thing that we can do is to realize that and be a slave like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was a humble, obedient, thankful, slave of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is how he has the high and lofty status. The high and lofty status. The revelation, the knowledge that was revealed to him, and the application of that in submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. In submission and surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ مُوَكَّلُونَ بِالْأَجِنَّةِ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And from the angels, there are angels that are entrusted to the fetus in the wombs. And منهم, and from them, there are angels that are entrusted to the fetus in the wombs. And this is also mentioned in the well-known narration in the 40 hadith. Which hadith is it? Huh? Number 4, Ahsant. It's hadith number 4. From the hadith, who is it? An Abi Abdurrahman, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu. Huh? From the hadith ibn Mas'ud, what did he say? Hadathana sadiqul masduq. Then the one who is truthful, aided by the truth, he narrated to us. Inna ahadakum yujma'u khalquhu fi ba'dhi ummihi 40 yawman nutfa. That indeed one of you is gathered, his creation is gathered in the womb of his mother 40 days as a nutfa, as that mixed fluid, the mixed sperm fluid. In the womb of his mother. ثُمَّ يُكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then it will be a blood clot like that, in the same period, 40 more days. ثُمَّ يُكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Then it will be a piece of flesh, a morsel of flesh after that, and it changes from that fluid, that mixed fluid, the male and the female, inside that black space, that dark space, in the womb of a woman. She's walking around, she's alive in that womb, in her stomach. That fluid turns into blood clot. And that blood clot turns into flesh. And this is 40. How many days? 120. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ عَلَيْهِ الْمَلِكِ. Then the angel is sent to him. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. He's ordered with four words, any four orders and commandments that are prescribed and ordained. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ. Biketbi rizqihi, by writing him, prescribe it, it's written for him, his provision, wa ajali, and his term that he will live, wa amalihi, and the deeds that he will do, wa shaqiyun aw sa'id, whether he's miserable or whether he's happy, whether he's from the failures and those who die in a state of disbelief, or whether he is from the winners and those who die in a state of sincere faith, whether he is miserable or whether he is happy and successful. So this is what he's referring to here. There's an angel who's entrusted to this affair. The angel will bring the soul to the human being in the womb of his mother in this manner, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us over 1400 years ago. Wa kharuna muwakkaluna bihifdhi bani Adam. And there are others who have been entrusted to protecting the children of Adam. And they're mentioned in Surah رعد لهم عاقبات من بين يديه من خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله. And this is what he's referring to here, that which is referred to in Surah Al-Ra'd. The author, رحمه ta'ala, he mentions a few more examples of these angels. Some of them are very important to discuss. So this portion is almost over, but if we begin to discuss them now, we'll be cut off by the Iqamah. So with that, inshallah, we suffice this evening, and we can take any questions or comments or corrections with regards to that which has preceded. The narration in the beginning, the one by Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned the وَخُلِقَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورٍ. وَخُلِقَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ نُورٍ. The angels they're created from light. The angels they're created from light. This is collected by Al-Imam Muslim في صحيحه رحمه الله تعالى. What is the general principle in believing in the angels? How do we believe in them? بالإجمال والتفصيل. إجمال فيما أجمل والتفصيل فيما فصل. Who can mention that principle? Those words right there. إجمال فيما أجمل والتفصيل فيما فصل. Habib. In Arabic. إجمالاً. إجمالا فيما أجمل وتفصيلا فيما فصل. إجمالا فيما أجمل وتفصيلا فيما فصل. إجمالا فيما أجمل وتفصيلا فيما فصل. This point here is going to come also in believing in the books and also in the messengers. So it's important to have now that we believe in these affairs here in general and that which has come in general, and in detail and that which has come in detail. So who can mention for us some of the general meanings, the general belief in the angels? Their existence, the angels, they exist and they are created from light. They're created from light. They're a creation from Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibadun mukramun, that they are noble creation from Allah Azza wa Jal. And they're created from light. They're created from light. And they're called Malaika. They're called Malaika. And the word Malaika is from Aluka with a Hamza. Aluka. Alukatun. Aluka, what does Aluka mean? Risala. Risala. So the Malaika, they are messengers, the Rusul. The Malaika and the Rusul. The Rusul, they're messengers. They're also known as Safara. Kiraman, Barara, Safara. Safara. Safara is the plural of Safir or Safir. And Safir is also like a messenger. Like a messenger. So the angels, they are messengers. And they have been entrusted by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to dispose of certain affairs in the creation by the permission of Allah and at His command. By the permission of Allah and at His command. فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. This is Allah, He swore by them likewise, calling them by this name, المدبرات. المدبرات, those who are disposing of the affairs. And yet some of the affairs of the creation are entrusted to angels that perform these functions by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to indicate His majesty and His power and His authority and command and His supreme knowledge and His supreme knowledge subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are 4 points likewise that we mentioned about believing in the angels: al-adad, al-adad, the numbers, and the wadaif, the functions or their actions, al-awsaf, their attributes, al-asma, the names. So the names in general, Malaika. Also, Malak. Malak. What's the difference between Malak and Malik? Malak and Malik. Malak means angel. Wa Malik, king. What if we add an alif there? We say Malik. Malik is the name of an angel likewise, right? But what does Malik mean? Also, that's from the names of Allah, right? Al-Malik and Al-Malik. Maliki Yawm al-Din. So my point to make now is that look how this one word changes. It changes here by just changing the harakat from a fatha to a kasra. Or if you add elongation, the name, it changes to another meaning. So you have Malik, which means king. And you have Malik, which means owner. Which means owner, master. It means owner, master. And then you have Malak, which is an angel. Which is an angel. So three different words, they're very similar, but they're all different in their meanings. Indication of the richness and the beauty of the Arabic language and the importance to learn it properly. Because maybe we'll say something quickly sometimes and not realize it. And you want to say Malak, but you say Malik. Or you want to say Malak, but you say Malak. So if you're not paying attention, you might say angel and you're trying to say king. Or you might say king and you're trying to say angel. There's a difference. Somebody who knows the language who identify that, and it will not make sense. The context will not be proper. The context will not be proper. So this is a benefit here and an encouragement to learn the Arabic language. An encouragement to learn the Arabic language. So the names Malaika, the angels, and Malak is the singular of that. But sometimes the word Malak is referred to the plural as well. وَجَاءَ رَبُكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًا 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 صَفًا. So here, al-malak means malaika. Doesn't mean one, doesn't, when your Lord and the angel comes, your Lord and the angels come. And the angels come. This is also something special to the Arabic language. It's called ism jins. Ism jins. So sometimes a singular form is used, but it refers to the plural, any in general, in a general sense, according to the context of the sentence. So what are some names of angels that you know specifically? Jibril. Israfil. Mikael. Malik. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.